Today we're going to talk about a one-time issue, so it's not going to be a series of topics, but this is the time that many people are traveling and visiting shuls, and the issue comes up fairly often. You come into shul, you're a regular, and somebody is sitting in your seat. And the question is, if somebody is sitting in your seat or your friend's seat in shul, your makam kavua, how do you handle it? Do you ask the person to sit elsewhere, or should you yourself sit elsewhere? So this concept of makam kavua, we're not going to go into the details. Makam kavua, it's part of halacha, so somebody should have a set shul to daven in, and within that shul should have a set seat to daven in. But we paskin as follows, that even though the makam kavua, it's brought down by the Magen Avraham, it's also brought by the Mishnah Berurah, that means within four amos of your designated place. So it doesn't mean I have to sit in that specific seat, in that specific place. I have to daven my Shmona Esrei in that specific location. But within four amos of that location, that is still considered to be your makam kavua accordingly. If somebody is sitting in your seat, you should just sit in the vicinity, but not ask the person to leave the seat. Now, in fact, it's a little bit more complicated than that, and I discussed this with Rav Gershon Bess a number of years ago, and more recently with Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah. Now, I'll go through Gershon Bess's psak from many years ago first, and Rabbi Berkowitz said fairly similar. So according to Rav Bess, you have to divide up between, is this person a guest, or is this person who is sitting in my seat a regular in the shul, who should know that that is my makam kavua. So that is an important distinction. And it's as follows, Ainyan Taloi im mispalo berigilus bebeis knesset zeh, the person who is sitting in my seat or somebody else's seat, is it a regular? And he should have known that this is somebody's makam kavua. In that instance, according to Rav Bess, it is appropriate to nicely, gently inform the person that he's sitting in the makam kavua of somebody else, and gently request that he move elsewhere, because that's a person who is in the system, should know better. Gently say, oh, by the way, that's somebody's makam kavua, it's my makam kavua, would you mind sitting elsewhere? Having said that, if the person is a guest, that is not going to be the case. It's preferable, leave him there. Let him daven there, because the concept of makam kavua is within four amos. Within four amos, or just daven within the vicinity, four amos. Now, what happens if this is a recurring issue? It's a guest, but it's a recurring guest, and over, that person sitting in my seat. So if you want to be a flexible individual, and maybe if you know you like your seat too much, so in that instance, find another seat. That's a possibility, but maybe not ideal, because there is a concept of makam kavua and having your seat. So in that instance, I'm going to continue. In Adam, afilo reach, if there's a person, even if a guest sits in the place of somebody else a number of times, so it's a repeat offender over and over. So what you should do, and this is before you say anything at all, you have to find another alternative seat for that individual that is comparable. Find something that the place of something that the person will be comfortable in. And in that instance, it would be possible to inform the person that there's a seat that is open there. But ideally, don't do it yourself. The ideal is to find somebody else, a third party, because it's going to be received much better. Somebody else, a third party, comes over. Ideally, it should be the gabbai, a gabbai that has the sensitivities as to how to speak to somebody who is in somebody else's seat gently and saying, here, we have a great seat for you in this location. It should be done with a lot of sensitivity, seichel, and chokhmah, because the chash, the concern here, is halbanas panim, embarrassing the person, offending the person, and to have a makam kavua is not a deraisa. It is a derabanan to have a makam kavua, but to start embarrassing somebody or offending somebody, there are concerns, multiple concerns of Isurei Deoraisa. So bottom line here is, when somebody's in somebody's seat, if it's a guest, leave it. Daven with her four amos. If it's a repeat offender, in that instance, the gabbai should handle it in a very gentle way. Never say anything until there is another seat that is available, and then nicely inform the person there's a seat available for you. Looking forward to have you sitting over there, but it has to be done in a very gentle, proper way with a lot of chachmak, because we don't want to offend people. It's better to not say anything and not offend than take a risk of offending. So it has to be only in specific circumstances that this should be done, and it has to really be done in a proper way and not by the individual himself or a friend of the individual. Leave it to the gabbai or somebody with sensitivities to handle when it's to be done, and that is going to be in limited times, but when it's to be done, it has to be done properly by the proper person. And indeed, that is similar to what Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz said, that leave the person there. We have to be very careful in these areas. People get too stuck on their seats. That's my makam kavua. That's my makam kavua. And we have to be very gentle and careful. Ideally, leave the person there. But ask a psak if there are circumstances where you feel the person should be moved. Ask a psak and do it b'chokhmah. Have a wonderful day.